This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The European Union has sealed a deal to provide Ukraine some $54 billion in economic aid while sending a message to the U.S., where more military aid is held up in Congress. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukraine's economy is a wreck 2 years after Russia's invasion. The EU money is meant to prop up the economy and set up President Vladimir Zelensky's country for future membership.
This is a clear signal that Ukraine will withstand and that Europe will withstand.
In Brussels,
aux États-Unis, il y a aussi nos partenaires dans le monde.
European Council President Charles Michel says it's also a signal to the U.S., and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby agrees.
We welcome it, but it's not a substitute for American leadership when it comes to security assistance.
Kirby again urged Congress to approve the president's emergency supplemental request for Kyiv. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine claims its sea drones sank a Russian ship. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Ukraine says sea drones were used to take out a Russian warship in the Black Sea. Ukraine's military intelligence agency, known by its Ukrainian acronym GUR, published a video it said showed naval drones assaulting the Russian missile-armed cutter Ivanovets on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Russian investigators allege that a Russian military transport plane that crashed last month was brought down by two U.S.-made Patriot missiles fired by Kyiv's forces. Disinformation has been part of the grinding war, which marks its second anniversary on February 24th, and it's not possible to independently verify either side's claims. I'm Norman Hall.
And for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A riot at a prison in the U.S. state of California involving hundreds of inmates has sent at least nine people to the hospital. The AP's Ben Thomas has this story.
It happened at Southern California's Ironwood State Prison. According to the Department of Corrections, officers conducting a contraband investigation were escorting an inmate across the recreational yard when that inmate headbutted a staff member. As officers subdued him, some 200 other inmates rushed them, attacking with fists and rocks. The department says officers fired a warning shot, then used chemical agents and non-lethal impact rounds to get the melee under control. Eight corrections officers and one inmate were injured. They were treated at an outside hospital and later returned. I'm Ben Thomas.
Mexico's president has suggested that talks with the U.S. government on migration and drug trafficking could suffer after media reports of a U.S. investigation into alleged drug money donations to his 2006 campaign. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador suggested U.S. officials should apologize for what he called baseless allegations. He said it would be hard to sit down and talk about some of the most pressing issues in bilateral relations until that happens. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have arrested 171 people in a major national operation. The AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement Deputy Director Patrick Lechleitner announced that ICE arrested scores of potentially dangerous non-citizens over 11 days in 25 cities.
Places where unlawfully present non-citizens were moving freely after being accused or convicted of truly heinous crimes or threatening our peace and security in the United States.
And
of those, 103 had convictions or pending charges for assaulting or for assault against children, including sexual assault, and 10 had pending charges or convictions of homicide or murder.
And he says that funding uncertainty is an issue.
The reality, we have limited resources, so we prioritize within our priorities, and national security and public safety threats are those top priorities.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reiterated his focus on strengthening his naval forces as he inspected the construction of new warships. State media said Friday that Kim called such projects crucial to the country's war preparations as he visited an eastern shipyard. Kim in recent months has been emphasizing his goal of building a nuclear-armed navy to counter what he portrays as growing external threats posed by the United States, South Korea, and Japan. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.